It's Art Spotlight. I'm John Clare. This month, we're featuring the Tippecanoe Music Teachers Association. They provide educational and performance opportunities for area piano students, as well as continuing education opportunities for members. Joining me to tell us about it is Nadia Dubakovsky. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah. So there are a lot of pianos, I guess, up to 20, the groups performing. How did this come together? Because we often will see a piano or maybe two pianos. How is it to have sort of an orchestra of pianos?
I heard that this tradition to have monster concert is quite old, and maybe it happened about 100 years ago, but in Lafayette, it started in 1979. And normally, piano teachers get together and arrange it to bring 10 grand pianos from Piano Solutions Studio from Carmel, Indiana, and then two kids at every piano. So it makes total 20 kids performing together in one group.
Wow, this has got to take a lot of coordination. What sort of rehearsals do you have? Because I imagine there's probably, as always, individual practice, but to get everyone together, that's got to be quite a feat.
Piano teachers start preparing for this event long time before the concert happens. And normally, all of the music is chosen somewhere by the beginning of January, and every teacher selects students who would like to participate, and then we prepare each student individually. Occasionally, it happens that the same piano teacher might have groups of two or four who will play the same duet together. But then we have 3 days in the beginning of June when we finally bring the entire group together and they start practicing and hearing this big sound of 10 pianos at the same time.
So I imagine choosing the repertoire and who's going to play that, and then probably just getting an off and on stage. It's hard for me to say, more or less. There's probably a lot of logistics and a lot of juggling that has gone on.
That's correct. Absolutely right. Piano teachers, as a group, start preparing next event right after the concert that just happened. And there are different groups that work on repertoire. Some groups work on bringing pianos to Lafayette. Some work on the logistics of scheduling the students, and it's even hard to bring 15, 20 students at the same time on the stage while another group is leaving. So it's a big effort of every piano teacher. Turning pages during the concert is also very important. So yes, it's a big group effort, and all of the teachers are doing extremely wonderful job with preparing the concert.
I imagine you had mentioned that there's a lot of new American music on this sort of program. And I imagine, you know, the piano is one of those instruments that we see in rock music and synthesizers, and we see in jazz and classical organs, all sorts of keyboards that are involved. There's probably a fairly wide range of things that from very simple tunes to very complex and a little bit of everything that'll be heard here. I think I saw somewhere that there's even maybe a patriotic tune sort of preparing for the 4th of July, perhaps.
Correct, definitely. We always try to include at least one group that will play patriotic songs. And quite often during the rehearsals, we may get additional ideas to include maybe simple percussion instruments or clapping, stomping, participants changing places during their piece. We just try to make it more interesting for the participants.
Oh, sure. And for the audience. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Thursday night. My guest is Nadia Dubakovsky, and a wonderful concert coming up Thursday at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. There's more information at TIPMTA.org. And this is going to be something fun. There's a whole idea of a couple of weeks where pianos are out for people to play in public that the Tippecanoe Music Teachers Association is arranging. I'm curious if this is something, obviously, a family sort of oriented event. You can come and hear this wonderful concert Thursday night. What if someone's interested in their child taking piano lessons and maybe being in a future concert? What should they do?
Definitely, they're invited to come to this concert because it would be very motivating for any little child to see so many different kids playing pianos and listening to this wonderful music. But if they are looking specifically for a teacher, they should go to the site of Tippecanoe Piano Teachers and look for names.
Sure. What sort of ranges and age will we have on this concert?
On this concert, we welcome kids from the third grade and up to adults.
I know this has happened before, and in 2014 there was this big concert and all sorts of pianos out and about. They get painted. Is it sort of fun? Sort of raise the awareness that, as you said, this isn't always a skill that you develop. Maybe later on you play some chamber music, or if you win a competition and work with an orchestra. Obviously, there are different things. Is this something that's important for the education of the kids?
Yes, definitely. Taking piano lessons is very beneficial to any child. They learn self-discipline. They get this outlet for their emotions. And definitely participating in such group events like Monster Concert also gives them self-discipline. They know they need to learn the piece in order not to mess up 19 other students. This is a wonderful concert hall, and we always say to our students that it's a great privilege for them to perform on this stage and have an opportunity to perform for their parents in such big groups.
We're looking forward to it. The Monster Concert happening Thursday at the Long Center. Nadja, it's nice to meet you, and we hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much, John.